the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the Day with Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, Donkey of the Day for Friday, October 16th goes to a 46-year-old Florida woman named Katanya Jordan. No relation to Michael. Now, what does your Uncle Charla always tell you? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Katanya Jordan, no relation to Michael, is the latest example of one. Now, we talk about toxic masculinity and the fragile male ego all the time and how that fragile male ego can never handle rejection. Well, what about the toxic feminine and the fragile female ego and how women handle rejection? We don't discuss that enough. Today's story gives us that opportunity. See, Katanya Jordan, no relation to Michael, does not understand what no means. N-O, period, is a full stop. Okay, there is nothing else to discuss after you're told no. Well, not in Florida. See, 46-year-old Katanya Jordan, no relation to Michael, has a 69-year-old boyfriend. That number 69 is very important to this story. Because according to Katanya, her boyfriend is 69, but he owes her one. In fact, he owes her the whole 68. Matter of fact, I take that back. He doesn't owe her anything because he is not a sex slave. Okay, that is at Katanya's beck and call. He has the right to say no, and that's exactly what he did when Katanya Jordan, no relation to Michael, thought she had an open court slam dunk. Now, according to the affidavit from the Smoking Gun, her boyfriend, 69 years old, claimed that him and Katanya had been arguing about her smoking crack. Florida, ladies and gentlemen, Florida, just remember that context. So they arguing about her smoking crack, right? And I'm tired, you know, he's sick and tired of her smoking dope in his place of residence. You know, she got the whole place smelling like fried cocaine, and he's sick of it. Well, Katanya wasn't trying to hear it because she was too busy trying to get him to perform. Cunnilingus, fellatio. Yes, this crack-smoking creature wanted her carpet munched. She was trying to force this 69-year-old man to muff dive off a cliff. Now, I don't know about y'all. Call me judgmental, call me elitist, but I know my worth, and I am not trying to put my face in nobody's panty hamper after they've been smoking crack. Okay, if you smoke crack and then ask me to taste your Tuno Taco Supreme, I am going to say no. I am going to tell you to keep those meat curtains closed. I do not have an appetite at this current time. Well, Katanya Jordan, no relation to Michael, decided to live up to her last name and take it personal. And we all know when Michael Jordan took something personal, he had an undeniable will to win. So Katanya immediately, like Michael, demanded more from her teammate. Her teammate was not giving her what she needed, so she did what Michael Jordan did to Steve Kerr in practice and attacked him. Yes, after demanding that he has a box lunch at the Y and being denied, she attacked him. Started hitting and scratching him, giving him several small lacerations, which seemed to have been caused by fingernails, all because he didn't want to drink from the furry cup. Now, should a man be attacked simply because he doesn't want to eat sushi off the barbershop floor? I didn't feel like going downstairs for breakfast. Hell, I don't feel like going downstairs for lunch and dinner either. And if I don't feel like kissing between the hips, I shouldn't be judged for it. Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday, and Lick-fil-A is closed whenever I say it is. Now, Katanya is right where she needs to be. Jail. Charged with domestic battery and grand theft for stealing the man's cell phone because she took his phone right before she ran out of the house before the police was coming. I can't believe Katanya Jordan attacked this man all because he wouldn't lip sync to the Fish Fuel jukebox. Please give Katanya Jordan no relation to Michael the Sweet Sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Of the day, yee-haw.
Now I think it's time to play a game of guess what race it is. All right, let me give you your clues. Katanya Jordan from Florida went to jail because she attacked her 69-year-old boyfriend because he refused to mouth medicate her hairy paper cut. DJ Envy, guess what race she is?
Black.
Whoa,
damn.
I don't like the way you said black. Why did you say it in that way, and why do you think she is the bar?
Katanya is, I think, an African-American name.
I ain't say Katanya, I said Katanya.
I said Katanya.
Oh.
And, I mean, if my wife wanted me to give her fellatio and I said no, she might cut me too.
Now, you forgot the crack smoking part. Would you have, if your wife was smoking crack and then asked you to do it, would you do it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Angela Yee. Katiana Jordan.
Yes.
40, how old is she? Katiana Jordan, 46 years old, from Florida, was smoking crack and then asked her man to perform, to slip from the slurpy coconut. And she said, and he said no, and then he attacked her. Guess what race she is?
I would say African American.
What? Damn.
I need to know why y'all so quick to say black in this story. Why?
Well, I would say as a black woman, I always tell people that you have to respect it and you have to lick it before you stick it. And so I'm sure my sisters agree.
She was smoking crack. You can't expect me to put my lips on your furry coconut after you've been smoking crack.
I'm sure his mouth has been way worse places.
Wow.
How much crack? Was it just a little crack? Like the president had a little Rona, which is like a little crack?
Oh, man.
Get my crack while I smoke this crack.
Okay. There you go.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee. You know what rhymes with crack?
Black.
I'm not telling y'all if y'all right or not. Don't even worry about it.
We right.
No, man.
There you go, you're right.
Not even, I don't even want to play no more. I shouldn't even have did this.
Damn.
Should have just left it up to the imagination. I don't even like how y'all guessed it so fast and so quick.
Clues gave it away. Mm-mm. Okay. Mm-mm. All right. Mm-mm. All right. Well, thank you. See, if you'd have said meth, then I would say it would have tripped me up a little bit.
Both of y'all are wrong, though.
No, we're not.
Yes, y'all are.
What are they?
Nigga. The difference, and I need y'all to know that. Okay?
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.